This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's August, and kids across the country are getting ready to go back to school. Or dreading it. In Georgia, one school with an eye-popping price tag opened its doors today. $147 million. That buys North Atlanta High School a 600-seat theater, a food court-style cafeteria with a smoothie bar, and more than 50 acres of athletic fields. But here's another, less impressive number. North Atlanta has a graduation rate of only 60%. School leaders hope this investment will help turn things around. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on whether that's too much to ask of a building.
You get the picture. This isn't your average high school. But it's not all about the bells and whistles.
All the rooms will have smart boards, will be wired for Wi-Fi and computer access. We have things like a 3D graphics lab.
That's Atlanta Board of Education Chairman Ruben McDaniel, whose daughter will be a freshman there. He says this is a school for the future. It's also a school that has a lot of taxpayers in Georgia questioning whether it's all worth it, especially since the project came in $50 million over budget.
The most important piece is creating expectations that are high. And so I think that over the next couple of years, these taxpayers will see that not only do they have a great building, but they have a great school.
That's going to depend in part on this high-priced new school getting more kids across the finish line. Right now, only about 60% graduate. The school's roughly 1,400 students are a broad mix. About half are black, 20% Hispanic, the rest white. Some come from wealth, others are homeless. David Thompson is an education professor at Kansas State. He says feeling good about where you are every day matters.
There's an enormous amount of really good research that shows that the amount of pride in a school building, discipline problems decrease, level of learning increases.
Thompson says a fancy building isn't as important as student-to-teacher ratios or the quality of instructors and support staff. But North Atlanta High beats the days when we built cinder block schools with almost no windows. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.